This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. With the primary elections for Boone County Northern District Commissioner quickly approaching, candidates have shifted into the final days of their campaigns. KBIA's John Ingram caught up with all four Democratic candidates gunning for the spot and spoke about the issues surrounding the campaign.
Brian Dollar, Darren Fugit, O.J. Stone, and Janet Thompson. Only one can prevail, but all four Democratic candidates are competing to win the primary election for Boone County Northern District Commissioner. One key issue emerging in the campaign is funding for mental health care. Candidate Janet Thompson, a public defender, thinks there needs to be a separation between criminal courts and mental health court systems.
Mental health court has been a marvelous way of allowing us to take care of the criminal court issues for these mental health patients, and finding ways to take care of those issues in a much more effective way and much more cost-efficient way.
Candidate Darren Fugit, however, doesn't think that the current budget allows for the county commissioner to get involved in mental health care funding.
I believe we've given money to the health department and some other places in the past, but the problem is when our budget gets tight, we have to take care of our statutory responsibilities first.
Another issue in the campaign is the road work being done near the newly built Battle High School. A new connector from St. Charles Road to Route Z is proving difficult both to fund and to complete in time for the planned opening of the school in the fall of 2013. Candidate O.J. Stone thinks the only solution is to remain persistent on the completion.
It does seem like there's much more expensive than building roads. And at the same time, I think anywhere the school would have gone, we would have had some issues and probably some road issues as well. And, we'll work through it. It may not all be done as quickly and as cheaply as we'd like, but we'll get through it.
Funding high-speed internet access in rural areas is another pressing issue facing the Northern District Commissioner. Candidate Brian Dollar thinks connecting people to the necessary internet is not a county responsibility, but a federal one.
I think it's a federal government thing. I think the federal government has to step in and subsidize rural areas for internet access. And, you know, I wish they would have been doing that for years. We're falling. It's something that the United States is falling behind in, but it's not something the county government is necessarily going to be involved in.
Janet Thompson disagrees. While she acknowledges it can get expensive, she thinks the county government should make it as available as possible.
We can try to make it as available as possible, given the constraints of our budgets, given the constraints of what we can do for our private citizens. But again, I think if we work together with the providers, we can make it more available.
Another issue is whether or not to change to a charter style of government, which is where a local government lets people create their own rules without help from outside forces. The primary elections for Boone County Northern District Commissioner are on August 7th, and the winner of the Democratic primary will then face off against either Don Borman or Lance Robbins on the Republican side in the November general election. John Ingram, KBIA News.
Robin Carnahan's decision to not seek a third term as Missouri's Secretary of State has opened the door for seven hopefuls from four different political parties. The contest had been relatively quiet up until about 2 weeks ago, when three Republican contenders began airing TV ads and stepping up their campaign appearances. Marshall Griffin takes a look at the three GOP candidates who want to become Missouri's next Secretary of State.
All three are political veterans who currently hold office in the General Assembly. Shane Scholer, the number two man in the Missouri House, and State Senators Scott Roop and Bill Stoffer. On the campaign trail, each one is calling for photo IDs to be required for voting, and they're accusing Robin Carnahan, who's leaving office, of constantly twisting the language on ballot initiatives. At a GOP barbecue in Springfield over the weekend, Scholer touted his proposal to create a special commission that would review questionable ballot language.
It's time we clean up ballot language. Too many people are going to the ballot. They're being misled. They don't have the right information when they read the ballot summary ballot title, and I have a plan to fix that.
Both Roop and Stoffer oppose Scholer's plan to create a ballot language commission. They say it would expand government bureaucracy and that the better option is electing someone who won't write misleading ballot summaries in the first place. Scholer also calls himself the most experienced candidate in the race, as he was a top aide for Matt Blunt when he served as Secretary of State. Stoffer, a longtime farmer and two-term state senator, says he's actually the more experienced candidate in the race.
I've got about 25 more years of life experience than what they have, and I think that'll serve me well in that office. I want to be Secretary of State because I want to be Secretary of State. I have no desire to have any other office It's a lot easier to say that at 65 than it is at 40.
Roop, meanwhile, says his experience as both a small business owner and a lawmaker make him the best choice for Secretary of State.
If you're going to take a risk and open up a business, you don't need government standing in your way and delaying it. So we want to make sure you can hire your employees as quickly as possible. I used to own 3 small businesses. One of those businesses was a financial advising firm. The Secretary of State governs all the investment securities laws.
The GOP campaign for Secretary of State had been relatively low-key and polite, with the only disagreements being on policy issues. That's changed with both Roop and Stoffer launching attack ads at Scholar that accuse him of supporting Obamacare.
That's right. Shane Scholar voted to implement Obamacare, helping Obama take over our health care system.
That ad's from the Stoffer campaign, and the Roop campaign is airing a similar spot. The accusation refers to Scholar's yes vote in the Missouri House last year for a bill that would have created a health care exchange as part of the president's Affordable Care Act. That bill actually passed the House unanimously, and Scholar says at the time it was the only option to head off federal implementation of an exchange. Scholar is the perceived frontrunner among some political observers because he's raised more money than both Roop and Stoffer. The only attack ad he's launched so far is aimed at Carnahan. The winner of the GOP primary for Secretary of State will face the winner of the Democratic primary between Jason Kander, another state House member, and M.D. Alam, an Iraq war vet and head of the National Party's Asian American Caucus. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Audio from the GOP barbecue in Springfield was provided by KOLR-TV-10. Earlier this morning, we took a look at the 4 Democratic candidates running for Boone County Northern District Commissioner. KBI's John Ingram now looks at the 2 Republican candidates.
Lance Robbins and Don Borman are the 2 candidates going head-to-head in the Republican primary campaign for Boone County Northern District Commissioner. Lance Robbins is a sergeant at the Boone County Sheriff's Department and commander of the department's SWAT team. Don Borman is an ex-road surveyor and an alderman in Centralia. Both candidates have addressed the question of Boone County's style of government. Robbins says he supports a home rule style of government in Boone County, which is where a local government lets people vote on their own rules without help from outside forces.
I'm kind of a traditionalist as far as that goes, and so the idea of ruling ourselves or home rule is appealing to me. I like the idea of it being maybe more responsive or quicker in responding to maybe the changing needs of a populace.
Borman agrees. As long as the proposed style of charter government elects officials instead of switching to a style where officials are appointed by the county commission.
I'm going to be in favor of the of charter government if there is the proper format there. If they start making radical changes and get rid of elected officials, I'm probably going to vote against it.
Emergency management funding is also a key issue taken by the candidates. Borman says although he hasn't looked at the budget, he thinks sales tax may be the best way to finance it.
I don't really know what the best way of funding it is because I really haven't looked at the budget and I haven't looked at what else has been proposed, if anything. Sales tax is certainly one way of funding it, but any sales tax is going to have to be voted on by the people.
Road work around the site of Columbia's new Battle High School is also an issue. Robbins says he's concerned where the funding for the construction is going to come from. He says a lack of communication has made it harder to come up with the money.
I come in that into the situation that I believe there could have been other decisions made, but that's water under the bridge. We have what we have, and we have to deal with it. I'm really concerned about how we're going to pay for the roads. I mean, that would be another example of perhaps a lack of communication or of really listening and considering from people who maybe had some solid ideas and solid concerns.
Borman says communication was not the issue, as the county has little jurisdiction to say where the school decides to build their new location.
The county had little input into where the school decision. They did have some input, but very little. Into where the school district decided to put their school. The county, the state, and the city then need to respond by getting the proper roads and everything in place for them.
The winner of the Republican primary will face off against Brian Dollar, Darren Fugit, O.J. Stone, or Janet Thompson on the Democratic side in the November general election. John Ingram, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.